back to another episode of Bias Check-In.
And welcome to another edition of Am I the Asshole? Susie, who are we checking in with today?
Oh, yes. Another week, another compilation of workplace nightmares and coworkers from hell. Or are they just coworkers? Like normal are they all from hell? Well, except you. Not you. The rest.
Present company excluded, of course.
Of course.
You know, there's a whole debate to be had that I do think that we currently do exist in the bad place. We're just extras that we're not told that we were extras in the bad place.
Got it.
But we can explore that somewhere else. Who's the first lineup?
Okay, so am I the asshole for being petty and not helping struggling coworker? I, 23 female, started a new job a couple of weeks ago at a small optometry practice. I had lots of prior experience and quickly became comfortable and got into the flow of things at this new office. My coworkers are super nice and the owners slash doctors are really chill. The problem I'm running into is that all my coworkers have their own niche that they prefer to do, and for some of them, that's all they will do. For example, Andrea prefers pre-testing patients before they see the doctor, and if the phone is ringing off the hook and there's no one to answer, she will let it go to voicemail because it's the front desk job. I've asked the owners if they're really are that rigid of positions, and they said they want everyone cross-trained and jumping into the help where they need it. Anyway, today was a little rougher. I'm 38 weeks pregnant. Got it, thank you.
I'm sorry, what? And that's the first time you mentioned that little detail?
I'm 38 weeks pregnant and have been incredibly sore and slow today. Usually, it's not an issue, but for some reason, today my body is not having it. Yeah, no wonder you're 38 weeks pregnant.
Because you're a balloon waiting to pop. Like, you are the Hallmark movie scene where it's like, oh, my water's just broke. Someone dramatically drive me to the hospital now.
I was scheduled to pretest today, which involves a lot of time on my feet. After struggling through the first half of the day, I felt like I'm going to collapse. I asked my coworker, Melissa, 40-ish female, who was scheduled today in billing, if it would be okay if I taught her how to do the pretesting so I could trade her for an hour to get off my feet for a bit.
Where is Andrea when you need her? Or him?
Melissa told me I don't want to learn how to pretest. If I learn how to do it, I'll get shoehorned into it every day. This is definitely not true. I am cross-trained in all tasks and I rotate what I'm doing daily. I was almost in tears for the rest of the day trying to do the testing. I was waddling painfully and had stabbing pelvic pain. My boss offered to let me go home after noticing my walk, but I needed the money and I haven't worked there long enough to get PTO yet. Toward the end of the day, I pre-tested the last patient and got to finally sit down and chart for a bit. The pain pretty quickly started to fade after that. Nearby, Melissa was getting flooded with phone calls and patients with insurance questions. I'm trained on billing and would normally have jumped right in to help, but I was feeling kind of petty and chose not to.
I wonder what led you to make that decision.
Melissa turned to me after a bit and asked if I would take a call on hold to answer some billing questions for a really angry patient. I'm a little ashamed of this, but I responded, I'd rather not get shoehorned into billing duties all the time. Melissa glared at me and turned back to her computer. She was incredibly stressed and overwhelmed after that. As the cherry on top, my boss came up to tell me I was good to leave 30 minutes early and that he'd paid me for that time. So I left Melissa in the dust.
I do appreciate this person's writing skills.
Yep. My husband says that while I was a bit petty, I'm not the asshole because I treated Melissa the same as she treated me. My conscience is budging me about it, and I'm stressed that I've created drama in an otherwise drama-free work environment. But at the same time, I don't feel like I was asking too much. Am I the asshole?
Well, for context, I would hope your spouse would not call you an asshole when you are 38 weeks, did she say? So yeah. A week away from delivery, two tops.
Yeah.
And I can do a whole spiel on why on earth someone who's 38 weeks pregnant is waddling around a new workplace without PTO, but do we really need me to spell it out?
Nope.
I think in this case they were both kind of the asshole, but you match the energy that you're met with. If they're going to turn it into a pissing contest, just make sure you win it.
I think we all need to have a conversation with Melissa about her humanity. And yeah, I'm going to leave it there.
The thing that really irked me, like triggered my customer service spidey senses from jobs past, is, okay, so you just refused to help me. I am in physical apparent pain because of your refusal to help me. Mm-hmm. And then you want me to get yelled at by the guy that's already pissed off that you put on hold? Yeah. I will take literally any other task, but you're getting yelled at. I'm not jumping in for that one.
Nope.
So Melissa needs to, at the very, 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 very least, learn the art of negotiating.
Melissa needs to have compassion.
But the bigger issue to me is also, if everyone needs to be cross-trained, the owners, managers, people in charge need to not leave it to the pregnant lady to wrangle everyone else into shape. Because if everyone else refuses to do their job, that is not my problem as an employee. That is the boss's problem.
Yeah, and she mentions that like she just started working there and she's cross-trained. But then Melissa said she didn't know how to do pre-testing. So get everyone cross-trained. That's the first step that the doctor should have taken. Like, we're hiring people, but we're gonna cross-train everyone. And we're going to come up with a schedule so that you are all looping the system, not just staying stagnant in whatever position you're most comfortable with.
And I think along the same lines, everyone needs to be cross-trained. The owner, manager, people need to be on top of employees so they're not taking advantage of the new hire who happens to be also an incredibly pregnant person. Mm-hmm. That's the part that I can't get behind. It's like, you don't put the responsibility to hold people accountable on the new hire.
Yeah. So, not the asshole. Moving on.
Best of luck to this first poster and by now to the child they probably gave birth to.
Yep.
Moving on. Our second workplace dilemma of the episode starts off pretty strong. You know, I love me a dramatic title. Am I the asshole for telling a customer that my body is not her business?
Good nope. Start.
Case closed. We don't need to read the rest, right? But we will anyways, because it's fun. For context, I have worked in customer service for 3 years now. Yikes. Just until I can finish up college and move on to a different career path.
That makes more sense now.
Okay, I got you. Been there, done that. The place where I work has a few regulars that come in once or twice a week. These people are usually older, maybe in their 40s or 50s. Most of our staff, including me, are 25 or younger. Recently, I got my second tattoo. I have one on my ribs and just got another on my arm. It's not very large and it has significant meaning to me. One of our regulars, we'll call her Karen, came in. Karen has always been particularly difficult, so we always expect an issue. All right. This time, she immediately noticed the tattoo. She pointed it out with a statement that was like, that's cute, but you know it's permanent, right? I smiled. Thank you, and Karen. I smiled and nodded, thinking the conversation would end there. It, of course, did not. She then made a weird, almost disgusted face and said, young people always ruin their bodies with things like this. What possessed you to get that? No self-respecting young lady would want that. Now, I'm not one for dramatics or long, drawn-out arguments, so I just said, oh, it's matching with my cousin after we lived through a very traumatic event together. An intoxicated driver caused a wreck when they were 18. Regardless, my body is not your business, and I would appreciate if you'd keep your judgment to yourself. Thanks. Then I finished her transaction. Kudos to you. Well, 2 days after that, she sent in a review saying I made her feel targeted and embarrassed, and that it's a shame because I would be prettier with clear skin and a good temperament.
Gosh.
Maybe I called her out too harshly, but I was just trying to stop an issue before it truly started. Am I the asshole? Child, no.
Wait, there's more.
ETA. The tattoo is of two flowers, mine and my cousin's birth flowers. It's about 3 inches by 3 inches, so it's not super big, or 10 by 10 centimeters for those of us on the metric system. We've been best friends since birth, but we were in a car wreck together. An intoxicated driver hit us and ripped the door off the vehicle we were in. We were told that if it had hit us 2 seconds sooner, we likely would have died. Both of us had some serious injuries, and the tattoo was our way of representing our bond from childhood, but also how grateful we were to having survived.
Karen, stick to your own body. Don't be talking about other people's bodies. What do you mean you would be prettier with clean skin? Gosh,
that people. That's giving me real, like, keep sweet, pray, and obey vibes. And if Karen has that vibe, she can make her coffee at home. She can grow her own garden to sustain herself, because no service worker in the universe needs to be subjected to her presence or her opinions.
Literally. No, child, you are not the asshole. And very meaningful and amazing tattoo you have with your cousin. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
And even if they don't like it, well, it's not on their body. They can look somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But even if you got a tattoo of, I don't know, like a humidity spot that was in the basement of a house because you thought it kind of looked cool,
it could be all over your forehead.
I think the only situation in which I will judge a tattoo is if someone legitimately got like a hate symbol tattooed on themselves. I'm like, yeah, okay, like, thank you for marking yourself. I'm across the street now.
Yeah.
But short of that, no. Absolutely. Never the asshole. And I think if the phrasing of the response is the same as the post, I know writing this out of memory after a while, we can't make assumptions about tone, but that is very polite. It's just like, bro, it's 12:53. Like, just don't tip me and move on.
We can, yeah. Don't talk about my body. Not your problem.
Respectfully, mind your business.
Exactly.
Not the asshole. Never the asshole for reinforcing a boundary. And the last thing I will say about it, you did not make her feel targeted. You held her accountable.
Exactly. Okay.
So, next one.
Am I the asshole for snapping at my roommate for judging me for working at Hooters? Oh, Hooters.
Now, that is a cultural experience that weirdly represents the US, but also doesn't. But let's see what this case is about.
I don't know why this is an argument, but I just want an unbiased opinion. We're here to give it to you, friend. That's why we do these episodes. Your prayers have been answered. I, no, 21...
Speak for yourself. I'm all biased, but we'll see.
I, 21 female, recently got a job at Hooters, and my roommate Ivy has started making extremely passive-aggressive comments about it. I just started the job 2 months ago, and ever since I started, my roommate will not let up. We are both college students and both work in order to pay rent, so I decided that I would try my hand at Hooters because I have heard about how much money you can make, and so far, it's all been true. I know some people have had really bad experiences, but I adore all of my coworkers and have a very healthy work environment. It all sounds really good until now. Onto the issue. There we go. Ivy will make the rudest comments when I'm about to leave or come home. She'll make slut jokes. Ivy, what is wrong with you? Let's see. When I walked in the door, Ivy pointed at me and said, "This is what I was talking about. The uniform is so demeaning." And I don't know if it was the stress of everything, but I just snapped. I told her to shut the fuck up. And that if she was going to make her shitty comments, at least do it in private. She got really sulky and said I was proving her point that I can't take a joke. Most of her friends took my side, but I wanted an unbiased opinion. Am I the asshole?
My unbiased opinion is that you need a different roommate.
I agree.
What in the beloved? Ivy, more like envy. No. Not the asshole in the slightest.
Not the asshole. Don't make slut or your women, you're diminishing your worth jokes ever. At your friends, at your sister, at your cousin, at your roommate. No.
There is no such thing as a slut joke. A slut joke is an insult and you cannot take ownership of it.
And then when she's held accountable, it's like, stop. It's just a joke. You can't handle anything.
If she has so much of an issue with you working at Hooters, she can find someone else to pay her half of rent.
Exactly.
Now, to be fair, I like how the original poster does mention like Hooters has had very problematic history. Mm-hmm. And if you by any chance felt forced into working there, if you were uncomfortable with the uniform, if you were uncomfortable with the culture of the workplace, then maybe someone who cares for you could have that conversation with you without victim blaming. But
she's happy with it. it makes good money, apparently. So, and she has a healthy work environment. She loves her coworkers. Leave her alone.
Sounds like a whole lot of Nanya.
Yes. But with that,
not the assholes. Please keep enforcing your boundaries and letting people stay the crap out of women's bodies at work and not when they're not very vehemently invited.
Absolutely. Oh, so beautifully put.
That said, if you have any stories that are fun or not so fun about assholes at work, co-workers, roommates, significant others, and workplace nightmares, feel free to slide into our DMs. No bodily opinions welcomed. Feel free to slide into our DMs at Bias Check-In Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Send us an email to biascheckin@gmail.com or leave us a voice note at anchor.fm. And if you also work in a place where the money is great, feel free to leave us a tip or sponsor us. Let us in on that amazing, amazing opportunity.
We'll talk to you in the next one and have a great week.
Bye. Thank you for checking in.